the eyes of all hope in thee, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, oftentimes we can learn a lot from the simple and innocent observation of children, especially the small children. A few years ago, Bishop Dolan and I traveled together to the northern missions that we had at that time. He was going up there to do confirmations for the missions. And when one of the masses that we were having up at one of the missions happened on a Sunday, and we were doing, I said, an early mass, and then he was going to say the main mass and of the day there, and then do the confirmations during that mass. Well, hearing that there were two masses, some of the people at that mission decided they would want to come for both of them. And so they showed up, and I've said my mass, and then I came back, divested, made a Thanksgiving, and then it was time to set up everything for the ceremonies with the bishop. And so I was talking with His Excellency about what we were going to do. And this young little boy, about 3 or 4 years old, came walking up to me, and right there with the bishop standing right beside me, doesn't say anything of way of introduction or anything at all. He just looks up at me and he says, "Father, you need to lift Jesus higher." Well, I was duly rebuked for that by that little chap there. And it was in complete honesty that he said it, but it was with a true desire. He really wanted to see our Lord raised up during the elevation of the Mass. And at that time, my elevation perhaps wasn't quite as high as it should have been. And so that little correction from that little boy was taken note of by me to make a little change in the way I celebrated Mass. But it was also taken note of by me because this is the more profound part. That simplicity, he just wanted to see our Lord. He just wanted to see him there in the Blessed Sacrament, and that desire for that moment of adoration was so strong in that small little child. His parents had told him what the Blessed Sacrament was. It's Jesus. And when the priest lifts him up, you should look at him. And he wanted to, and he couldn't see him. Now, for all of us, we too, at one time, were that innocent. We too all have that simplicity of faith ourselves. If we were instructed well as children, we too, in those early years, when our parents told us, "Look, Jesus is coming, you should look at him in the Blessed Sacrament," we would look. We would look forward to that. We'd want to see him there, raised up before us. But as time went on, and we grew older, well, the struggle between our souls and our bodies grew stronger. That spiritual battle waged stronger in us, and our fallen human nature was allowed to come into play more often for ourselves. And we knew that we had to fight our natural inclinations, which took us away from our Lord, took us away from the things of the practice of virtue in our lives. We had to start fighting harder for those things, and even at times, perhaps, it may have caused us to slip and fall into sin. Yet we know by our faith those sins, because our Lord truly wants us in heaven, he gives us the sacrament of penance to take away those sins. Yet something remains. Something stays behind. That stain of sin is still there. Each time I don't succeed in that battle for my soul over my natural inclinations, and then I confess those sins, there's a stain that is left behind. And in a spiritual sense, it clouds our view of Jesus raised high. But today is that wonderful remedy. Today begins that 3 days time, that 40 hours, truly speaking, of time, where we can make great remedy for all that has fallen upon us before, all the times we've come up a little bit short of what our Lord desires from us. Because the church, in her infinite goodness, she wants us to gain everything possible in the way of merits and graces from such a holy time. She gives us the opportunity each day that we come before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament during 40 hours, each time, each day that we come, she allows us the opportunity to gain a plenary indulgence for coming to visit our Lord. We simply have to make sure that we go to confession and communion within 8 days on either end of that holy visit, and that all the normal conditions, the prayers for the intentions of the Holy Father, the intentions of the Church for gaining the indulgence are said, and we can gain a plenary indulgence all three of the days there, completely taking away all that stain of sin if we do so well. We can also gain additional indulgences every time we say five Our Fathers, five Hail Marys, and five Glory Bes there before the Blessed Sacrament. And we add to it, of course, an Our Father, Hail Mary, and Glory Be for the intentions of the Church. And we gain 15-year indulgence every time we say those. So the Church gives us this great treasury to take away any and all of that stain that may be left behind. Now, it's not just our own stain that we need worry about, but we must remember as well that it is the month of November. It is the month dedicated to the holy souls, and those who should be so dear to us, those members of the mystical body of Christ in the church suffering, they need our help too. And with that, we realize the great good that could be done by our visits to the Blessed Sacrament. What other way could be more pleasing in the eyes of God to expiate their sins? Because there we come, we not only are offering up our prayers for their souls, we're offering up as well our active adoration of the one true God, the thing that they desire most while they wait for us in purgatory. We're offering up any kind of sacrifice of time that it takes for us to get here to be able to come. We're offering up the comfort that we by our kneeling down here on the pews, if we're physically able to, of course, we offer up that comfort in being here for that period of time. Perhaps we offer up a bit of sleep. So we sacrifice, we pray, we adore all these things, and we offer them back for the good of the holy souls in purgatory. And that good we'll never be able to measure in our own lives. We'll only know in eternity. One such instance came to Brother Corrado d'Officio of Teofida, who was one of the early companions of St. Francis of Assisi. And in the Franciscan order, in those early days, there was one brother that was in the monastery at the same time who had fallen into ways of laxity. He was a young brother and perhaps still hadn't shaken off the ways of the world. And Brother Corrado saw that, and he prayed for that brother. And he corrected him in a very charitable way. And the brother took it to heart, and he humbly started to change his life, change his ways, and got rid of the laxity. Well, a few days after he did so, he was struck very ill and received the last sacraments, and he died. And the brothers had his funeral, and they prayed for him as they normally would have. But they didn't think much more, thinking, well, he truly turned everything around, and he probably, you know, made a really good death for himself. Well, one night, he appeared to Brother Corrado in the middle of the night while he was in his room, and he told Brother Corrado, he said, I'm in desperate need of your continued prayers. And Brother Corrado looked at him and said, why? You made such a good holy death. I didn't expect you to still be in purgatory today. He said, oh no, I did make a good holy death. Yet there are so many faults that I had. I hadn't had time to expiate them all in this life. So now I need your prayers more than ever because I suffer so tremendously in purgatory. Well, Brother Crowder immediately got up from his room and walked down to the chapel and fell on his knees before the Blessed Sacrament there in church. And he prayed an Our Father, and he prayed the Eternal Rest Prayer. And the young brother in purgatory let out a great exclamation, "Ah, that feels so much better. I'm greatly refreshed by your prayers." And Brother Corrado did it again. And the same thing, "Oh, it feels so good, brother. Those prayers are so soothing to me here in purgatory." And he did it again and again and again, till finally the young brother announced that he had finally removed all of the stains of sin by his prayers. 100 Our Fathers offered for the brother there before the Blessed Sacrament. And at that very moment, before Brother Corrado's eyes, that young soul ascended into heaven for all of eternity. One simple act of adoration released that soul from suffering. So, you see, through the 40 hours devotion, the church, she truly shares that same sentiment of that 3 or 4 year old boy who told me to raise Jesus higher. She gives us so much for simple acts of adoration. For ourselves, she removes all the stain of sin by the indulgences that she gives us, so that we may adore Christ with that perfect clarity of our souls, and that we may gain an innumerable amount of merits and graces by those holy actions, by those holy visits. And for the holy souls in purgatory, our prayers do good so they too can see Christ, not just here in the Blessed Sacrament, but they can see him forever in all his glory in the beatific vision. So come, be generous with your time and reap as many spiritual benefits as you can here during this 40 hours. Help those poor souls by your good prayers. Spend some time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament for your own benefits, because we will soon raise him up on high for you all to see. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.